Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Wednesday. Although I'll be honest, I had to catch myself a little bit and think. Now, hold on. We had a holiday. What day is it again? It is a Wednesday that feels like a Tuesday. That means we're almost up to Right in the Right trivia again. Hard to believe, Jeffrey. Just weeks keep
blinking
coming.
And it's right back.
It's like
at
the SEC schedule. You know, it never relents, the SEC football schedule. Anyway, today on the radio show, we'll do it in reverse order in terms of chronology. We got Sam Hardiman in the second hour. Talk about the city of Memphis, stuff going on at the city of Memphis. He's got pieces on how much cops are making these days and also a little bit of a budget controversy there at city council. We'll talk to him about that. Chris Harrington joins us straight up at 10 o'clock. We'll talk to him about the NBA. He's got a mailbag over at the Daily Memphian. It's chock full of stuff. It's absolutely brimming with questions about the Grizzlies and the offseason. Also, by the way, Chris now splits time between Memphis and the Twin Cities. What do you think they're saying about Ant in the Twin Cities? And if this were the same circumstance and Ja had the exact playoff that Ant had had and the exact series that Ant had had, and it said, I'm not struggling because I was making the right basketball play, scored 16 points. Should he be being criticized?
I think the real question is, how healthy is he? Because, I mean, he's had the ankle.
Right.
And so now with that being said, like, he's not, I don't think he's appearing on injury reports or whatnot. I don't know. It's uneven because he was really good the previous two series.
I think what people in the Twin Cities should be saying is Oklahoma City's a better team and they're good at taking away what they want to take away. Listen, Jokic was great in some of the games. He was really stifled in others
absolutely.
Of those games, and that's the best player.
But I think that's
the
difference. We haven't, I guess, game three to a certain degree, but like we haven't had the games where, even if he has the off performances, the games where you watch Ant play and go, that's the best player.
Well, no, and game three, it was such a tidal wave; it didn't matter that he was great. Everyone was great. So it gets lost. What greatness looks like last night in Tyrese Halliburton, where you needed...
He's got a triple-double
before
the half.
All the magnificence that he offered, you needed it all. And he was... We'll talk more about that as we go on. Anyway, Chris Harrington joins us straight up at 10 o'clock. Roy Wood Jr. Is going to join us before then. He'll be with us here in the next segment. Of course, you know him from The Daily Show. He's now host of Have I Got News From You For You on CNN. And he's popping on because he's doing a stand-up this weekend. Just City is having an anniversary party. And here's what I want to tell you. If you want tickets to see Roy Wood and go to this junior and go to this anniversary party, they end at noon today. Noon today. So if you want to get tickets for that, it's noon today is the cutoff. Go to justcity.org. org. You know, let's have a warm-up act for Roy Wood Jr. Why don't we have, as a warm-up act for Roy Wood Jr., a little Roy Wood Jr.? I just found a couple minutes of Roy Wood Jr. on the interwebs, and here's a little warm-up act.
We're all Americans. People love to say that. That's the first thing people want to say when there's some tension. Oh, we're all Americans. You're American, I'm American. What the hell? We all Americans. Can we just be all Americans? Yeah, we are. We all Americans, but we live in two different Americas. That's what it is. People forget that. And I don't think everybody that doesn't understand what we go through is necessarily racist or bigoted. It's a far jump. It's a lot of folks that just straight up don't know what it's like. You got to educate them. You got to educate them on the kind of America you live in. I'd go to Best Buy and give a dude some straightening. Straighten his ass out. Yeah. I'm straightening. Dude at Best Buy gonna decide I don't need a bag with my purchase. You just have an iPhone case. I figure you could just pop that open. No, I ain't pop. You put it in the bag. I need that in a bag. What do you need a bag for? I understand why you need a bag. It's wasteful. Recycle. Don't you care about the earth? I go, sir, this has nothing to do with the earth. I'm a black man in America. I gotta leave this store with a bag, bruh. It's about safety. I'm black. I don't get the luxury of just walking out with shit in my hand. That is a roll of the dice. That is a horrifying day. If I would know, not only do I need that bag, bitch, I need that receipt and staple it to the outside. I don't want a receipt in my hand. You staple my receipt to the outside like Chinese carryout. And I hold it up in the air. I Lion King, I Hakuna Matata, an iPhone case out of Best Buy. And it's not his fault. He just didn't understand. He thought he was saving the earth, but he was saving a life. That's what he was doing. This has nothing to do with recycling, man. Because, see, you might be a cool person. The cashier might be a cool-ass dude. But we don't know what the security guard had been through up front. I come prancing out of Best Buy with this naked-ass iPhone case in my hand. And here comes security. Excuse me, sir. Did you pay for that? Oh, yeah, I got the receipt. He going for a gun! Stop out!
Roy Wood Jr. is going to join us here in the next segment. We'll hear from him. By the way, spent years in Memphis growing up. I didn't realize this until I was reading a little bit about him in preparation for the interview, but he spent some formative years right here in Memphis, Tennessee. We'll talk to him next. In terms of the world of sports, Jeffrey, we do have everything's 3-1 now. You know, everything's 3-1. We got Oklahoma City and the Timberwolves 3-1 over the NHL. The series are both 3-1. And after last night's game, aforementioned game where the Pacers defeated the Knicks, it is 3-1, 130-121. Halliburton, as we mentioned earlier, 32, 12, and 15 with zero turnovers. He was 5 of 12 from 3. One of the things I liked was after the game, someone pointed out that not only was he the first person, it was one of three players who have had 30 or more points, 10 or more rebounds, and 15 or more assists in the playoffs. The others were Jokic and Oscar in a playoff game. The other were Jokic and Oscar Robertson. He also is the only one who had zero turnovers and 5 threes, to which he said, I feel like we're making up stats. Doesn't it feel like to you? Now, the zero turnovers, I think you don't even need the 5 threes. I think it's true that the only one, if you just add the turnovers. But isn't it? It's sometimes true that people take stats and they slice them in a certain way. And it feels like we're making up stats.
Correct.
Or making up stat combos. That's
right,
what we're doing. And the first person to this, and three of these and whatever, and this cut off here and whatever. And I like the fact that he just, I feel like we're making up stats.
No, when you start having like that many conditions, you start wondering like, okay, so what were you doing trying to eliminate other people? Like, I understand you're trying to make him look as impressive as possible, but is anyone going to argue that he had a triple-double in a playoff game?
It was dazzlingly impressive. Yeah, like, it was dazzlingly impressive, and it is in that sort of lofty territory he is in. It felt like they just run. The it'll be interesting, the Oklahoma City Pacers series, when we get to it. And we'll get to talking about that in a moment. But they both can go from one end of the floor to the other in a damn hurry. And so that will be interesting. You got good games from Siakam with 30, Nesmith with 16, Brunson had 29, Cat had 24. He obviously took that hard fall, and it was a lively scene. You had Halliburton's dad back sitting in the suite.
I really actually think that was the story of the game, because I think that was a lot of pressure for John Halliburton.
A lot
because
of pressure.
If you come back and they lose, now you're in this spot of, do we let him back in? But the fact that you got big win, like, now.
And his son had his best game,
correct,
best playoff game, really.
100%.
I mean, didn't have the dramatic ending that you saw in game one.
But he was awesome.
He was absolutely awesome. So he was in the suite. You also had Pat McAfee riling up the crowd and introducing Spike Lee, Ben Stiller, and Timothée Chalamet. Heartily booed. Said, let's send him back to New York. I kind of like the little pro wrestling stuff.
Yeah.
I like that. So the Pacers had their own celebrities. You impressed? Here you go. So they had some NBA players, former NBA players. I did like that Lance Stevenson was there. That was sort of fun. Jelly Roll, John Mellencamp, Triple H. You're familiar with his work?
Correct.
I'm not. Hall of Famer.
Yes. Well, he owns the company.
Oh. Is that true?
Yeah.
And 50 Cent.
Yes.
So what do you think of that? Jelly Roll, John Mellencamp, Triple H, and 50 Cent as a celebrity lineup.
Am I missing something? Is the only person that has Indiana ties Mellencamp?
What do you mean? Don't they have don't those people?
Is from Massachusetts.
Triple H is from Massachusetts?
Correct.
Why is he there? Is he a Pacers fan? I thought these people were advertised as being Pacers fans.
My only thing is,
where's Jelly Roll from?
That was what I was confused about. He certainly doesn't talk like he's from Indiana.
How do people from Indiana talk?
Well, Jelly Roll talk like this.
Right. Anyway, so maybe not.
He's born in Nashville.
So he's in Nashville. Well, these aren't their celebrities at all. These are just random celebrities. You don't get that. Maybe they didn't claim them. Maybe I'm trying to attribute them to them, and they didn't claim them.
Which 50's from New York.
Mellencamp is very clearly local, right?
Yeah, Mellencamp
is legit.
Like, he still lives in
New York. Who else did Indiana have?
Let's see.
Anyway, that happened, and it's now 3-1. Well, moving on. So here's my question. Because we're going to get the whole, oh no, it's going to be
Letterman.
Letterman with the big-ass beard.
Yeah.
That would have been good. So, so we're going to get the series between, it appears, you willing to concede? It's certainly going to be Oklahoma City.
The only,
I don't rule out the possibility of, you can imagine, listen.
These games have been close.
Right. Games have been close, and this, what have we seen? The ultimate comeback would be to come back from 3-1.
Yes.
Right?
Well,
from down 2-0, which
I think
no one has ever done.
Conference finals or later, I think it's like 7% chance of a being
conference
down.
Conference finals and later, if you're down 2-0, having lost the 2-0, first two at home, no one has ever done it.
Correct.
So it would be the ultimate comeback.
But you still have better odds than the Mavericks had of winning the lottery.
You do. And you have two of these games. You have
two of the three at home.
Yeah. You have two of the three at home. So I don't rule it out. It seems unlikely. If you get Oklahoma City and the Pacers, there will be a lot of moaning, right?
Oh, it's already started.
And I just got no patience for it. I no patience. First of all, good. Screw y'all. Like, I don't like what, as Jeffrey likes to point out, no one would care if it were the Colts and Oklahoma City doesn't have an NFL team, pick one. Arizona, the Cardinals.
Yeah.
Right? If it were the Cardinals and the Colts, no one would care.
Colts and Packers.
Right. No one would care. Bills, small market. No one would care.
At all.
Bills are all over national TV, and
yes,
no one cares. Why? Because people don't treat them like they're inferior because they're in a small market. right? In the end, we oh my God, what are we going to do? They're from Buffalo. They got the MVP. Well, so does Oklahoma City, but it only matters. It's not enough when you're in the NBA if you're still in the small market. If you're the MVP in a small market in the NFL, we loved seeing you. Love it. Absolutely love it. And you see it. What stuns me is that national commentators will talk about it on the very same TV networks that are going to carry it. I just think it is demeaning the product for no reason whatsoever. Furthermore, Oklahoma City, it's not like, I don't know, back when they had KD, did people bemoan the fact that Oklahoma City was on TV? I don't think so.
No, I do think, though, it speaks to something about SGA.
Oh, I first of all,
because he's the MVP.
Yes, their stars are, okay, he's international.
Yeah.
And he's not charismatic as a player. He's not.
No, yeah.
He's not a charismatic player. He specializes in the mid-range.
Right.
You know, like, he's not a charismatic player. And also, they're kind of new.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, are Holmgren and Williams someday going to be stars that people want to see? Now we're just kind of, in college, Chet Holmgren was a draw.
Yeah.
We're going to get to see Chet Holmgren tonight. Like, that was a draw in college. But now they're new. This is good. The TV, they've signed the TV deal.
Yeah.
Go ahead and develop new stars and let us enjoy them. I don't know. I love watching the Pacers. And hand up here, I'm the one who, what was it, a month ago, I called them mediocre plus 3 weeks ago? B plus?
Yeah, good, mediocre good plus. But I'm not sure you were wrong.
No, maybe not.
I do think what the Pacers are on.
It's also the East, baby.
It's the East, also think they are very hot.
But I don't mind this series at all. There's going to be what I mind about it is I think Oklahoma City is so much better than everyone that I don't think it will be a long series either. I told you before the conference finals began, I thought Oklahoma City would win both series in 10 games. It didn't give me a lot of room for error there. There's not a lot of margin for error there. You don't usually get two gentlemen sweeps in a row, particularly for a young team that has never been there. I still believe that to be true. Maybe now I'd pick 11. It's safer, right? Yeah, they could.
Yeah, that means they're going to have to lose at least one home game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Like tonight, that means they would have to lose tonight.
No, they could lose two. They could lose two. Like, they could lose two road games to the Pacers.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? Is that right?
No. They could win tonight and then lose two on the road.
So, but really, the reason it may not be a good series is not because they're from smaller cities. It's because
the rosters.
It's because Oklahoma City's really good. Okay, we do have a lot of other things to get to, and again, we got a super busy show today because we got Chris Harrington, we got Sam Hardiman, and we got Robert Jr. And so I did want to hit on the stuff happening in the SEC.
Okay.
They continue to talk down there in the SEC about what the future of college football looks like. Among other things, Greg Sankey said yesterday, I have people in our rooms asking why are we still in the NCAA. That was said. And then we had the continuing debate about whether there will be automatic slots reserved for the SEC, well, for everybody.
But really, just a playoff format. We don't even really have a format.
Right. That's true, too. But the big talking point is
automatic qualifiers.
Are the SEC and the Big Ten going to get four automatic qualifiers? I found and I heard you all talking about this on your show yesterday. I have people asking, why are we still in the NCAA? For a guy who literally, and again, as was pointed out, Tony Petitti doesn't talk, and so he doesn't get criticized, right? Greg Sankey does talk, and I commend him for that, right? But then he does get criticized. He sounds like he's so put upon, you know? Like a guy who literally rules the world of college sports, he sounds aggrieved, you know? And so much of this, I really do goes back to Alabama and Ole Miss getting left out of the playoff this year. A lot of this happens is based on that. He sounds affirmatively aggrieved. Why are we even still in the NCAA? Whatever. Do I think it would be good for anyone, for the Big Ten and the SEC, to break off and be their own whatever? No. I don't think it would be good for them, ultimately. College sports is supposed to be universal, you know?
I don't know if
there are colleges across.
I think the problem is
profitable. Might be profitable.
I think it would be by far the most financially lucrative.
Profitable. It would be profitable. I continue to believe that at educational institutions, there should be a interest in doing something other than making the most money. And that doesn't seem to be the world we live in. In terms of the smaller debate about what's interesting is, it's very clear. SEC schools don't want to go to 9 regular season games unless they get the automatic bids, okay?
Or ESPN gives them a dump truck full of cash, which doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
So they don't want to do it. And so that's where the drive to the automatic bids is coming from, particularly from the ADs. Not the coaches as much, but the ADs.
Yes.
Because we had yesterday, Kiffin and Kirby Smart both said, let's just do the 5 best conference championships, and then after that, we'll have all at large. We'll have 11. And they were confident that they'd get enough in. But the ADs think, listen, if we need to add another game to get us more money, because we always need more money, because we do have more bills to pay now, what's going to happen is adding another game is going to add another loss.
To someone.
It's by definition, someone's going to lose all
those
games.
There
will be 8
more
losses to go around, and someone's going to lose those games. So the only way we can be sure of not getting screwed like we did last year, that's the way they look at it, right, is to have automatic bids. And I think that's where this is coming from. And by the way, I think that's a myth. Yes, it broke one way this year because Ole Miss lost to Kentucky and Alabama lost to Vandy, and so it broke that way this year. But don't you believe that almost every single year in a 5-11 system, the SEC would get at least 4, even with 9 games? 4 out of 16?
I want to say yes, but in fairness, I would have said yes before last year.
Okay, that's fine. We're also 16 teams. Russell's 16. They would have gotten four last year. Wait, how many did they have last year?
So last year they got three.
They had three, and if they'd gone to 16, they would have gotten four. We only had 12, and they nearly got Alabama. Wasn't Alabama the last one left out? They would have had four. Hell, they would have had five.
The problem that I do have with it all, though, is the system they have in place makes sense if you are saying there are four equals. There are two equals, not four equals. And so, I don't know. I kind of struggle with this because, on the one hand, I think playing Oklahoma in November is different than playing Boston College in Boston College.
It very clearly is, but I think mostly the committee will know that. I think the committee will mostly understand that. And in fact, with a 16-team playoff, they understood it this year. You would have gotten in. The thing I will give them credit, the thing I will concede, is we can say, listen, Ole Miss, the problem is that they lost to Kentucky, you know? And we can say about Alabama, the problem is they lost to Vandy. A point that Sankey has made and others have made, and you've made, is that the bad teams in the SEC are still good enough to beat you if you play, if you don't play your
best.
They still have
NFL guys.
It's a little bit like, you know, you would think Memphis basketball should run through the AAC, but they don't. It's not realistic. And so in the SEC, even the bad teams can beat you. Like, look at the guys that were drafted off Kentucky into the NFL routinely. Big, you know,
first-rounders.
Yeah. And so I think that is honestly a fair complaint that they have. They do play the toughest schedule. I just think they should have a little bit of confidence about them. And I think Kiffin and Kirby Smart have it right, that if you went to 5-11, even with the 9-game SEC schedule, they'd be fine. You don't believe that?
I think they'd be fine with the 8-game and 5-11.
I still think they'd be fine. I still think they'd get at least four.
Well, I mean, I think this is also something I've been wondering. Is part of the reason they're making so much noise now that they are worried that they're still going to have, like, I kind of view it as they're going to be a lot like the English Premier League, where forever, the English Premier League had the best depth of teams, the highest quality of teams, but maybe their top-end team was not as good as the rest of the European teams. I wonder if part of this is, let's make noise now where we still have the cachet of being the best league, and if we see another couple of seasons like last one, do you start to lose your voice?
One of the things that irritated me that Scott Strickland said, Florida AD Scott Strickland said, is that if you look at every other playoff system, every other sport, half of our teams get in. That's true for basketball. It's true for baseball. It's true for whatever. Half of our teams get in. He said the only sport where half of our teams don't get in is the one that we care about the most. So there must be something wrong with this system. And with all due respect, the reason that half of your teams don't get in is it's a freaking 12-team playoff as opposed to a 68-team field.
Right.
Like, if half your teams get in, you're stuck, you're, you know, whatever. 8 or 9 of them would be, I mean, like, whatever. It's ridiculous. That should be the test is nothing. Like,
I mean, if we had a...
There's a lot of BS being shoveled in that sentence.
Yeah, I mean, if we had a 32-team playoff, I think they would get eight teams in.
Then they would get half their teams in. So there you go. All right. We're going to take a break. Roy Wood Jr. coming up next, then Chris Harrington, then Sam Hardiman. If you have something that you want framed, the Frame Corner is the place to take it. 5035 Park Avenue. And I can say that, A, because we've been, but B, kind of more impressively, they've been doing it for 50 years. Like, if they weren't very good at it, they might be close after one or two. If they were just pretty good at it, they might hang around for 10 years. The fact that they've been doing it for 50 years tells you that that is the place to Memphis. In Memphis, to take something, if you want something custom framed, something that means something to you, that you want preserved and hung on your walls forever, it is the Frame Corner. 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Roy Wood Jr. He is, of course, host of Have I Got News For You on CNN. You may remember him, of course, from The Daily Show. He's got a special on Hulu, Lonely Flowers. And he's coming to Memphis for a Just City stand-up to celebrate Just City's anniversary. That is June 8th. But here's the key. If you want to hear him, you got to buy the tickets by noon today. Noon today. And so go to justcity.org in order to do that. Roy joins me now. How are you, sir?
How you doing, man? What's going on over there in the land of music and barbecue?
Well, what's going on is that I did some research, and I realized that one of the sadnesses is when you come back here to Memphis that you will not be able to go to Catfish Cabin. It was your favorite all-time restaurant. Is that right? What's your history with Catfish Cabin?
So I lived in Memphis till the third grade.
Right.
We lived over in Whitehaven off Airways and right by the airport. They used to be Catfish Cabin. And I think the kids ate free back in the 80s. Like, my mom, we'd go to Catfish Cabin and pull up the Chisholm Trail to get the groceries for the week. And, man, like, I've never had more delicious, just okay food. You know how you have something that you love as a child and you get older and you go, wait a minute, that wasn't fine dining? You're like, no, it was just just seafood by the airport. All right. I liked it.
And then you also, so you were here because your parents separated for a time, I gather. And so your mom was an educator in Memphis. Is that what brought you here?
Yeah,
how many years
mom,
were you here?
I mean, man, this is back when it was still Memphis State, bro. So, you know, this is way, way old school Memphis. But my mom is from Clarksdale. So, you know, she wanted to be close to home and ship me down to Mississippi on the weekend so she could do the grad school thing and, you know, get her studying on the weekends and stuff. And so, yeah, it'll be good to be back. You know, I stopped short of calling Memphis home. I think it's an insult to, if you've only right. lived somewhere to the second grade.
I think that's fair.
Go, yeah. I have returned, friends. It's like, who are you? I don't know you.
Yeah, we occasionally, Aretha Franklin was born here and then left shortly thereafter, but we'll sometime claim her. So anyway, but okay, the other thing about Memphis, though, is that I gather it had a lasting impact because it turned you into a baseball fan, a guy who loves baseball. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I played in community league, and I think this is way back when I don't even know if it's still standing. Is there still a Mississippi Boulevard Christian church or Baptist church? Is the big super mega church joint. They had a team. We did that for a little while. And, you know, it really did give me a love for the sport, man. Now, I became a Cubs fan because we moved to Birmingham, and that's what the hell came on TV in the South. You got Cubs and Braves on the Superstation. You know, wasn't all this streaming stuff. There was a time, kids, where you turned on the TV and you watched whatever the hell they decided was on at that time. This is what we're showing. Watch it now.
So I want to get to why you're coming and Just City and all of that in a moment. But in terms of, you do have a fairly extensive sports background, and your love of the Cubs, I gather you were working for the Daily Show, Game 7, World Series. How did you end up going?
Dude, Trevor just sent me to. So I'm a company man, bro. I have a job to do. I mean, granted, it's television. It's not like I took an oath to protect the citizens, but it's a Wednesday. I should go to work. Today's a work day. Trevor Noah sees me in the hall. This is before we have a morning meeting every day at 9 a.m. Trevor sees me like in a little coffee, little cubby hole. I'm making a cup of coffee. It's like 8:50 in the morning. He goes, "What are you doing in town?" I go, "I'm just doing work." He goes, "How long have you loved the Cubs?" I go, "My whole life." He goes, "They could win a World Series tonight, right?" I go, "Yes." He goes, "Go to the airport." And I bought a ticket on StubHub, bro. I went to the airport, no bags, no, just my laptop.
That's
no fair. Nothing, no luggage, just vibes. And went to World Series Game 7, saw a beautiful game. Game ended at, I think I left the stadium around 1 a.m. local time. My flight was at 6 a.m. And I just went and I slept at the Cleveland airport in front of TSA waiting for it to open at 5. I was dog tired the next day, but it was worth it.
Talking to Roy Wood Jr., he'll be in town June 8th for the benefit for Just City. If you want tickets by noon today, you have to buy them. Go to justcity.org. Is that the best sporting event? Like, is that the sweetest in your memory? I mean, you were at Rickwood Field when the major leagues came to town. That must have been pretty sweet.
I've only attended two of the four championships that I consider of the big four sports in America. I've gone to a Stanley Cup game, and I've gone to a World Series game. I think I would rather go to an NBA final than a Super Bowl. I'm not that excited about NFL. Like, I like watching football, but attending an NFL game doesn't really pique my interest that much. I grew up selling sodas at Alabama games, so I tend to gravitate. I think if there's any football worth seeing live, I would argue college and then high school.
You and I were both at the first SEC championship game, it turns out. What were you there? You were past your soda selling era years at that point, right? When
Antonio Langham picks off,
you were selling sodas?
No, that's right when I started, bro. That's 91, 92.
Yeah.
Jay Barker, Derek Lassick, yeah, Gene Stallings in the game. Dude, we were selling sodas you're supposed to sell them for $1.50 a pop, but we had a kid who was smart enough to go to Kinko's and make a $2.50 button, so we were charging the drunks in the stands. And this is when University of Florida would come every year. Like, those first three SEC championships, I'm pretty sure it was Bama, Florida every time. There might have been a Peyton Manning, Tennessee matchup in one of those first three. This is before this is also before the SEC championship moved to Atlanta.
They were still
building the Georgia Dome.
Yeah, no, it was a great scene. By then, I was standing on the sidelines, watched the pick by the interception, and it was a fun game. All right, onward to other matters. You're coming here to do stand up at a Just City benefit. I gather it's been a decade or so since you've been back here. Why'd you pick this one? Why are you doing this one?
You know, I think that, you know, what they do with regards to criminal justice and trying to have some degree of impact on making sure that our court systems aren't devouring people unjustified, for lack of a better phrase. I think it's a beautiful thing. You know, they advocate for better bail legislation. They advocate for making sure that there's some checks and balances when it comes to police reform. And, you know, we already know what happened there in your fair city with the officers surrounding the death of Brother Nichols. So, you know, we try to use a little bit of a night of laughter to bring some attention to those things. And it's a lot of the stuff that I've covered with the Daily Show. And, you know, I ended up, and I speak as a person that was on probation for stealing when I was 19. I looked up on a probation officer that gave a damn. And the idea of recidivism is about giving people an opportunity to change and grow and prove to society that they still belong. And if you dispose of them or throw them away, they never get to prove that chance, you know? And so this is about whether we want to take rocks and polish them to be shiny and better, or do you want to chip them and create more jagged edges? So, you know, I think that what they stand for is dope, and I'm happy to come to town, and I will need new catfish recommendations.
It's interesting, though. What you just said, it's not very fashionable anymore. Like, you know, when George Floyd, that tragedy unfolded, and there all of a sudden Black Lives Matter popped up everywhere, we seem to have moved beyond that as a country. How troubled are you by that? And I don't know, it's sort of jarring the way we have changed in the last few years.
Yeah, I think even if it's beyond criminal justice reform and issues surrounding Black people and even brown people, I just think that a sense of humanity has been lost in our society now. And we lack empathy for one another. So be it in the criminal justice sector, be it in the immigration sector, be it in the fact that they just announced that they're going to garnish the wages of people who originally were forgiven their student loans. Like, it's wild, the ideas and the ways in which we've decided to treat, you know, other Americans in this country. And I think that part of it is something that's, you know, that's indicative of a much bigger issue in our society. But, you know, I just try and swing and fight where I can. And, you know, for me, my contributions and focuses have always been in the criminal justice sector. I had a pilot based on being a probation officer to show windows into recidivism. And everything else that I do is about bringing, keeping sports in the inner city, keeping sports accessible in the inner city, and boosting literacy programs. And that's generally most of the nonprofits that I tend to support.
What did you learn about when you were having a probation officer who gave a damn? Hey, was that the luck of the draw? And what did that experience teach you? Yeah.
I mean, it's luck of the draw, because you're also going into a probation office and sitting next to people who have a probation officer who is not beneficial at all. And it's not cool at all. So, you know, it's about taking the second opportunities and doing more with them. But I think a lot of the people that get, you know, caught up in our system, in our justice system, they're good people. And I think the idea that you made a mistake falls on deaf ears more often than not. I'm very blessed, man, because I got lucky because I worked a bunch of jobs that don't give a damn about your criminal history. You know, I was in radio. Radio would rather you have been arrested. No disrespect. But you know what I mean.
Right.
You know, I did mornings for 12 years between Birmingham and Atlanta. Not once did they ask about anything that I did. Stand-up comedy, television, Daily Show, all of these places. It's the only place that's still an issue is trying to enter Canada.
your dad Roy Wood Sr. Was a reporter in radio who covered the civil rights era and Soweto uprising and astonishing. Is that where this sort of comes from? Or, I mean, I gather you wanted to be Kenny Mayne at one point, and you turned into, you know, a stand-up version of the work your dad is doing. Yeah.
Bro, there's nothing that my dad did that inspired me at the time. I just wanted to be Stuart Scott.
Cool side of the pillow, man. That's a phrase that will live on. Yeah.
But then I get older, and then you turn 30, you have a child, and then the next thing you know, oh, wow. Okay. There's a lot of other stuff happening in the world.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's interesting,
I
though.
You care about that.
Your special, we talk about black, white. The special is about connection. Broadly speaking, even, and I like the your thoughts on how grocery stores have changed is an example of how we don't actually have it. You can't ignore the black and the white, but connection is something that's missing universally now, it feels like.
Yeah, I just don't think we care about each other. We don't care to talk no more. We don't even road rage anymore. We just get out the car and fight. What happened to cussing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring back the classics, man. You're just going to get out and murder the person right away? You're not going to just cuss them out and call them? Bring back racial slurs. What happened to that?
It is funny.
What happened to bonding?
My wife has brothers who were in lots of fights in high school. That's what would happen in high school once upon a time. They'd meet, they'd throw fists, and that would be it. Like, and now that doesn't happen either. Anyway, you'll be here June 8th. The stand-up is June 8th for Just City. If people want to get tickets, they need to act by noon today. And we will rustle up some catfish recommendations before you get here. Thanks so much for joining us, Roy.
They can go to justcity.org. Yep. And also State Rep Justin J. Pearson is going to be in the building as well. We want everybody to come out and have a good time on Sunday. Go to church and repent, then come sin with us a little bit and raise some money for a good cause.
All right. Thanks, Roy. Appreciate it.
Respectfully.
Yeah.
All right.
Good to have you. Yeah. Bye-bye. You know, one of the things, Jeffrey, that always is interesting to me is when you're talking to a comedian, right, are you supposed to just be setting them up for telling them their funny, you know, their funny line? Have you interviewed many comedians over the years? I haven't. We haven't.
I interviewed Alonzo Bowden, who was hilarious, but it helped that Alonzo is also a big sports fan.
Well, so, I mean, that's the thing about Roy. Roy, I could go on and on. He was, he did a whole special series, podcast series on Rickwood Field and the significance of Rickwood Field in Birmingham in the history of baseball. I'd love to have talked to him about this. They had there was a black minor league team and a white minor league and a Negro league team, and they played each other. And that was a monumental game, I gather, in the history of Birmingham. He was there for, by the way, I wish I had known this. What were the first three? He was there, he said, for the first three title games in the SEC. Was it Alabama?
So Tennessee doesn't get there until,
I didn't think,
the 96 season. So Peyton's senior year, they made it. But I know Florida was in there every year. I can't remember if it was Alabama all three, but I think that's correct. So I'm looking it up right now.
He's an Auburn fan. Ended up as an, we could talk about Auburn fandom. They had, you know, when he moved to Auburn, they had a black quarterback. And it was, he's like, people think that it doesn't matter, like, to have people in different leadership positions who you can emulate or whatever. Can you guess why he became a Dolphins fan, though? I do sort of hold against him that he's a Dolphins fan.
So a lot of people in the South, there's a lot of Dolphins fans. A, we didn't really have a team, but a lot of people just like the colors.
Well, it's interesting. You did hit upon colors. Colors is, at least in his stand-up routines, this is what he said. He said, you're in the South. You're not necessarily, he said, I needed gang safe colors. You can't be wearing red.
Right.
You can't be wearing black. You can't be whatever.
The teal.
The Dolphins, that's gang safe colors.
Yes.
And that stands to reason.
Yeah. I mean, it didn't hurt also that Marino, in an era football was boring. Like,
it was a fun team to watch.
Yes.
You had the Marx brothers, Duper and Clayton, and you had Marino flinging it all over the place.
I mean, it still blows me away. Like, when you go and you look at the top, like, 25 single-season passing marks, like, Marino like everyone else is like post 2010, maybe 2011. And then there's Marino at like third or fourth, something like that, in like 83. It's like it's just
so
like,
Dan Fouts wasn't doing the same thing, and Boomer Esiason wasn't doing the same thing. Kelly wasn't doing. Oh, Kelly, they had the air raid at one point, but that's a little bit late. Yeah, it was a fun team to be. Anyway, we appreciate Roy joining us again. The
first three SEC championship games were all Alabama, Florida. Alabama won the first one. Florida won the next two. Then Arkansas got into the championship game in 95 against Florida. Florida won in a blowout. Alabama back in 96, then Auburn, Tennessee in 97.
And when did
State.
It move to?
So the first two were at Legion Field, and then in 1994.
Only the first two?
Yep.
What's the best SEC championship game?
I think the Georgia-Alabama game where Mark Richt with Aaron Murray, I thought that was a great game. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. A lot
How about when Jalen Hurts came off the bench?
So that was
they blend together. Anyway, if you want to get tickets,
maybe?
To the Just City to see Roy Wood Jr. again, it's June 8th. That will be you got to get tickets today by noon. We got Chris Harrington coming up next, then Sam Hardiman. After that, if you're selling your house, Josh Heisa would be the person to call, 901-461-8147, 901-461-8147, or Josh has the buyers.com. Flexible fees, no upfront costs, let you out of a contract at any time, risk-free. Really, there's no reason not to call Josh Heisa, meet with him. I met with him, just unbelievably impressive in the way that he will market and sell your home. And if you'd rather just go ahead and get a instant full price cash offer, he'll do that too. Don't take one of these robocalls. Would you like a cut? No, don't do that. If that's the route you want to go, call Josh Heisa. He can do that too. Again, the phone number, it's Josh and the team at Keller Williams Realty, 901-461-8147, or joshhasthebuyers.com. Chris Harrington joins the show next, then Sam Hardiman. It is the Jeff Calkins Show on a Wednesday that feels like a Tuesday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.